Fraser Health has confirmed measles infection in 3 unvaccinated Chilliwack residents since June 20. Based on the information gathered to date, these cases appear to be locally acquired, with no reported travel history, according to a Fraser Health bulletin released on June 24. Fraser Health Public Health is investigating to determine the source of infection. Dr. Jing Hu, medical health officer for Fraser East, said they made the determination of measles infection based on the exposure history, symptoms and test results of the 3 individuals. Asked how they decide if the cases are locally acquired, Dr. Hu said they were able to confirm that based on the investigation conducted so far, the 3 did not travel before they got sick. In order to prevent the transmission of measles, which is highly infectious, we need to see 95% of the population covered by vaccination to see herd immunity, said Dr. Hu. Vaccination rates in Chilliwack, and across Fraser Health, are not at the levels we want them to be. Chilliwack's rate is only 79% of 2-year-olds who have had 1 dose of the MMR vaccine, so there is concern there may be more cases. Members of the public may have been exposed to measles if they were at the following Chilliwack public locations. Marks 45737 Luckakuck Way, Chilliwack, V2R4E8, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on June 16, 2025. Red Wing Shoe Store, 8249 Eagle Landing Parkway No. 716, Chilliwack, V2R0P9, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on June 16, 2025. Walmart, 8249 Eagle Landing Parkway, Chilliwack, BCV2R0N1, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on June 16, 2025. Ahmad Barbershop, 7325 Vetter Road No. 100, Chilliwack, BCV2R4E4, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on June 18, 2025. Please note the list above includes known exposure locations where public health is unable to identify those exposed and contact them directly, the bulletin said. Individuals exposed in other identified settings are being informed by directly by phone or by letter. Meanwhile, Interior Health's first measles case this year has been confirmed in Kamloops. The health authority said it is following up with individuals known to have been exposed to the case as part of normal contact tracing, and stressed the risk to the broader public is considered low. If you were at the following locations during the time listed below, you may have been exposed to measles. Denny's Restaurant, 570 Columbia Street, Kamloops on June 16, between noon and 2:45 p.m. Aberdeen Mall, 1320 Trans-Canada Highway, June 16, between 1 and 4 p.m. Earl's Restaurant, 1210 Summit Drive, June 16, between 6:30 and 11:30 p.m. Shoppers Drug Mart, 1210 Summit Drive, June 16, between 9:30 and 11:35 a.m. Castles and Cottages, 347 Victoria Street, June 18, between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Given the measles cases popping up across the country, officials are encouraging everyone to review their immunization status. Measles is a highly infectious disease transmitted by the airborne route. People who are at risk of getting measles are those who never had measles disease and have not had 2 doses of a measles vaccine after 12 months of age. Symptoms can start between 7 to 21 days after exposure. Symptoms of measles include fever, dry cough, runny nose, and red eyes, followed a few days later by a rash that starts on the face and spreads rapidly down to the rest of the body. Measles can cause complications like pneumonia, encephalitis, swelling of the brain, and even death. In rare cases, complications can develop many years after someone has had measles. For people who are not fully protected against measles and may have been exposed, you can take action to reduce the chance of contracting measles and/or spreading the disease to others. These actions include the following public health recommendations. Monitor for any symptoms of measles that can develop up to 21 days after being exposed. Officials say anyone born in 1970 or later, who did not get two doses of measles vaccine, should get a dose of measles vaccine right away, free of charge. It is most effective if received within 3 days of being exposed, but still can be received after that. Certain people should not get the measles vaccine. These include babies less than 6 months of age, pregnant people, and people with certain immune conditions. If you or your child are in one of these groups, please call Fraser Health Public Health, 604-507-5471, as soon as possible and no later than 6 days after being exposed. You may be advised that you or your child receive a medication that can prevent measles disease. This is also provided free of charge. If someone has measles-like symptoms, public health recommends they stay home and away from others who may not be protected, or those at higher risk for measles-related complications, babies less than 6 months of age, pregnant people, and people with certain immune conditions. Contact Fraser Health Public Health, 604-507-5471, for additional advice on testing, isolation and preventing spread to others. If urgent care is needed, e.g. high fever, please inform your healthcare provider before you visit them so they can take precautions to prevent measles being spread to others, wear a mask, e.g. waiting rooms, and avoid using public transportation. Those born in 1970 or later who have not received any dose, or have only received one dose of measles vaccine should obtain a dose of vaccine now to protect themselves against current or future exposures. Measles vaccine is available free of charge at public health units and certain family doctors and walk-in clinics. Pharmacists can immunize adults and children over 5 years old. Please call ahead to ensure vaccine is available at your preferred location. Call to book an appointment at a public health unit. Telephone booking is available Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., 604-702-4906 for residents of Mission, Abbotsford, Chilliwack, Agassiz, and Hope, or 604-476-7087 for all other areas of Fraser Health. For general information about measles, visit www.healthlinkbc.ca/healthlinkbc-files/measles. For up-to-date measles case counts and exposure notices in BC, please visit www.bccdc.ca/health-info/diseases-conditions/measles-cases with files from Black Press Media.